This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do what you wanna do,
be what you wanna be,
Relatables.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dilemmas. Jake, hello. To kick things off, I just wanted to get in the mood. Can girls and guys be best friends?
Fuck no. Why are you asking me that?
I just wanted to get in the mood.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're trying to make me angry already.
Yeah, I want some toxicity in this episode.
Okay, I can be toxic. All you have to do is ask. Okay, I'll start. Dilemmas, guys. It's okay. Hey, guys, love the potty. I have a dilemma that I really need a boy's perspective with. So my boyfriend of 2 years texted me telling me he needs space from me. This was said after we had an argument about him not hanging out with me. Backstory. My boyfriend and I have really busy schedules and only get to see each other 1 to 2 days a week. So at the start of the week, we planned it. We planned to have Sunday together as he was playing golf on that Saturday. I was really excited to see him as he has been spending a lot of time with his friends, a lot more than me. Sunday comes around and he hasn't texted me. A few hours later, he texts me at 12, saying just waking up. So it turns out he got super drunk with his friends the night before and stood me up for our hangout. So that turned into an argument, ending up with it being very awkward to talk to each other later that day. I have nothing against his friends, just hurt that he can't make at least one day for me. It's been 2 days since we stopped talking as he wanted space, but I'm really struggling to get through this week without texting him. I just want some advice on what I should do as he asked me to leave him alone for at least a week, but I can't help it that I miss him. Is this normal? Should I text him?
Break up with him.
A week?
What do you mean?
Far. I didn't finish this when I chose it. I didn't realize he said a week.
Girl, know your value.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. When a guy says they need space, it's normally like a couple hours.
Yeah.
Like just let you process the emotions, let the heat of the conversation just roll over so you're not saying I'm talking with emotions and just have a level-headed conversation.
Yeah.
A week, he doesn't give a fuck about you.
No, if he, because like a week is crazy. Hey, this man's on holiday.
All right.
Oh, man. So basically, like, I assume you might feel like a bit of a burden.
Yeah.
That's so, I feel terrible, but I think that.
Is that considered a break?
I mean, if you were thinking about it, it's like, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, let's chat in a week. Yeah. That's how long a break would be.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think what he's probably doing, and it's unfortunate that he's doing this because it's like not fair on you, is I reckon what he's doing is he said to you, like, I just need some space. But what this space for him is like, I just want a week away from her without her texting me to see if I miss her.
Mm.
So it's like, if I don't, then I can just break up with her and I know I'll be okay, which is selfish.
Very.
But I think I know what he's doing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And the fact that he disrespected her and got drunk and didn't even message her anything and woke up at 12 o'clock is just like, communication's key. And it's just,
I know.
It's just making you feel like you're not valued.
I know. Some relationships just have zero communication, hey?
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
And like, it's just like fucking respect. Like, just be, like, you love this person.
Well, I think they do. One of them does.
Yeah, one of them does, clearly.
It's just,
I feel terrible.
I think it's just learning, especially with, I see why a lot of women go for older men, because it takes, a lot of young men have this mindset where they just don't communicate. They don't do silly shit like this. And it's just tough on the other side of things.
I think you're right, eh? And then I guess it just takes a long time for men to mature as well.
Yeah.
I think you're lucky if you've got a younger guy that's like mature.
It's a simple thing. Like we said, so simple. Just communicate. Even if it's not the right thing to do when you get pissed with your mates. It's like, hey, babe, I'm really sorry. I'm getting pissed with the mates. I know I'm not going to be able to make our lunch till 3 o'clock.
And
that's even better than not saying
it. Even then, I'd still be like, what the fuck? Like, you hang out with your mates more than you hang out with me. You can't just come home one night. We've planned this a week in advance.
Yeah, I know.
This Sunday, we planned a week in advance. So clearly, you fucking hate me.
That's just, it's less disrespectful because you're owning up to what you did.
True, yeah. He needs to own up to it. And even then, look, obviously, you're the one in it. It's hard to do these things, but you need to think about how you want to be treated and
break up with him.
I'm saying break up with him. Easy for us to say, but I'm standing by it.
I'm standing by it too. Okay, my one. Hi, Jake and Oddie. We're huge fans of the potty. Supporting from a country that really knows how to make a pavlova.
Oh,
where's that?
Oh, wait. Are they saying we really know how to make a pavlova?
No, they're supporting from the country that really knows how to make pavlova. Like them.
What the fuck? Who else makes pavlova? I thought that was an Australian thing, true and true.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, sorry. We're two single girls and we always hear you guys say transparency is hot. You guys say it's a turn on when girls make the first move. So here's our dilemma. What are some good lines or things to say when approaching a guy and making the first move? What words couldn't you turn down? Cheers, love the pod.
Oh, shit. They're asking for some advice. Oh, shit. Making a mess. Do they meet in person?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, fuck, bro. Okay, here's the thing. Okay. The world has come to a point, and it's no one's fault. It's honestly, okay, it's no one, it's Mark Zuckerberg's fault and whoever invented Instagram and whoever invented all these messaging things, Apple, fuck them.
Yeah.
It's all their fault because now we're safe behind our little screens because we can say whatever we want and then we can just ghost if it's embarrassing.
Exactly.
You know? So, like, here's the thing. I don't actually know.
I do.
Okay.
Anything.
I was going to say, okay, a girl coming up to me. Okay, I'm just trying to think. Like, okay, actually, here's the thing. This is just because I know me and like I know you. Like, we like to, we can have a serious chat with someone, but if we meet someone, we would probably much prefer a little bit of banter.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so I would say, and most guys are the same because all guys, when they're with their mates, just have banter. Yeah, there's not very many real conversations. It's just a lot of shit talking. So I'm going to say if you can go up with maybe a funny one-liner, but you can't, like, they need to get it. Don't make it niche.
Nah.
Like, they need to get it.
I'm trying to think of something. Even if, like, you're just sitting down, like, at a bar or whatever.
Yeah.
With all your mates or something, and you sort of drift away, and you're just with one or two mates, and a girl came up to you, and she said something. What would get your attention?
Actually, you know what would work? And this would work without fail, all right? If you're confident in yourself, and you're like, I know these guys will probably think I'm attractive, like we're attractive.
Yeah.
If you were with three friends and you saw a group of three guys and you thought they were cute, if one of you went up to them and was like, hey guys, like I'm here with three friends over there. Do you want to come sit with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would never fail.
No.
That would never, ever fail.
Not at all.
That literally couldn't fail.
Not at all.
Actually, I tell you, that is all you have to do.
I tell you what, actually, would this get you? I just thought of something.
Okay.
So you're sitting down with your mates and then a hot girl comes up to you and just goes, hey, I'm Casey. I just saw you over there. I reckon you're pretty hot. Do you want to, can I buy you a drink?
Oh, that would obviously work. That would obviously work.
So simple.
And so also you're going to, and like, if I didn't find her attractive, then I would be like, you know, nah, all good. Got a girlfriend. Yeah. Like, I'd just like fucking lie to her or something.
Don't need to do that.
Yeah. Like if I was single, I'd just be like,
simple creatures. It's just the smallest, just communication in any
and
sort of form.
And like the reason men don't do it to girls is one, we're pussies. Okay. Two, falls under pussies, but we don't want to be rejected. But also three.
This is the main one.
It's terrifying because we don't want them to be like, you're a pedo.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
You know, because there's so many men in the world that have ruined it for the rest of them.
I don't want to be turned up on one of those TikToks of this guy coming up and being a creep.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to go up to a girl, ask her if I can buy her a drink, and her say, nah, I'm all good, or maybe even be nice to me, I don't know. And then the next day, see a fucking TikTok on my For You page going, oh my God, story time. This fucking creep came up to me and my friends last night offering us a drink.
Yeah, he probably
spiked it. And this man definitely drugged it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not what I want. It's terrifying. These like, so if you're a girl and you want to, you know, go about the transparency's hot route, girls go up to the guys, without fail, the ones that Ollie and I said will work.
Just keep it simple. Don't be weird.
Yeah.
That's just, as long as you're not weird.
Exactly.
And like come across as like cocky, then you're all good.
Mm. And yeah. like, that's the first part. And then the other part is just, I guess, keeping the conversation going, which is not hard. I don't find it difficult with new people because it's like, you've lived a whole life that I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a million questions. Mm. So if someone's awkward, they're awkward because that's just who they are. And maybe you don't like them. All right. My one. Am I the asshole for hanging out with my best friend's ex-situationship? Mm-hmm. For context, my best friend and I are in the same friend group, obviously.
Is this a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
We've known these guys for years, and she recently started talking to one of the guys we were closer to and hung out with more, but it didn't grow from there. It's been some time since they stopped talking, and I can tell she feels disappointed that it didn't work out. Before they started talking, he and I had bought tickets to a music festival we really wanted to go to that's coming up. In the past, I wouldn't have thought twice about going with him. Now I feel like I'm sort of betraying my friend. P.S. Love the pod.
Oh, that is kind of tricky. So she,
I know. She's like very... when I read it, I was like, you're kind of mature.
So she bought tickets whilst they were a thing still.
No. She bought tickets to this festival with this guy before her friend ever started talking to him.
Oh, no, and she's not an asshole then.
And then the friend caught feelings, started talking. They had a little situationship and then they ended it and it didn't grow.
Mm.
But she can tell the friend is disappointed that it didn't go anywhere. So maybe he was the one that was like, look, this can't go anywhere.
I have a question for the girl who wrote this in.
Mm.
Was she butthurt when her friend started talking to this person she was going to go to the concert with? Just got to ask yourself that.
Damn.
If she was, you shouldn't go on it.
Right. Okay. So basically it's like, do you have feelings for this guy?
Because
if you do, there's going to be a whole love triangle.
But if you're just platonic friends who enjoy whoever you're going to see, I think that's fine.
I would maybe say to your friend, like, look, me and Corey, whatever his fucking name is, bought these tickets before you guys started talking.
But why doesn't your best friend know that you already had tickets with Corey? Like, if I was going to...
Maybe she does, and we just don't know that. Maybe she does.
Yeah. But then she wouldn't care if she knew, though, and she wouldn't be seeing it. Maybe she's still questioning if she's the asshole. I'm going to say...
I can tell she doesn't feel right about it. She said that. She's like, I would never have thought twice, but I don't feel right about
it. I'm going to say you're not an asshole.
No.
But to make yourself be able to sleep at night, go ask your friend how she feels.
Yeah, I would... Yeah, honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I'm going to say you're not an asshole, especially because you like actually are thinking about it this way.
And then when your friend goes, hey, I wouldn't be comfortable with you going to Corey, say, look, I bought the tickets for both of us. I've got them both on my phone. Fuck him. Let's just go. You and I, let's have a great time.
Yeah, honestly, that's a good idea. Keep the friendship.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, my next one. Okay, sounds good. My boyfriend is going traveling for 6 months. We normally spend every day together, so I know this is going to be hard for me. I started to play netball 4 times a week because I don't really have many friends, and so it's my way of socializing. What else can I do to try and get the next 6 months to go as fast as possible? I love the pod, by the way.
Oh, shit. 6 months. Where?
Kentucky tour.
Oh shit. Okay, you've been playing netball to try and make some friends. Obviously you like to work out. I'm gonna say join a run club. I reckon apparently that shit's great because like
no, but I've heard they've just hookup cultures now.
Are they?
They're the new Tinder.
No.
Yeah, they all just fuck.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Run clubs just became a thing, I swear.
They're fuck clubs now.
Because it's like it's all... You run and then you go get a coffee and a pastry and then like you chat and then you make friends.
And then there's a bit of footsie action under the coffee
table. Clearly.
Playing with the old...
New... Let's go get some extra cardio in, you know? Fuck, damn it. Okay, don't join a run club then. Oh, you could, and if someone comes onto you, then leave.
Yeah. What else? So 6 months. I don't think it should come from exterior older motives like other friend. She's her find. This is her. She's got an. Let's. I'm a glass half full kind of person.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah. This is an opportunity.
Opportunity. I see where you're going.
So you said you spend every living moment with your boyfriend.
Yep.
As long as you, as you might like that and love that. However, it's not very healthy. So you have an opportunity right now to find yourself again without breaking up with your partner.
That's good.
So go find yourself, girl. Go find out what you like. What makes. Let's say your name's. I don't know.
Vanessa.
Vanessa. What makes Vanessa tick?
What the?
Yeah, go find that out.
But also, it's a little scary because what if you find out what makes Vanessa tick and part of that ticking doesn't involve said boyfriend?
And I dare, you probably don't want to hear this, but your boyfriend's going to go on a 6-month journey and he's going to come back a different person.
He's also got this opportunity to go find himself.
Yeah, so it's going to be, I hope you two come at the end of the journey together and fall back in love.
Mm.
But you're both going to have to do your independent thing and not find that from exterior people or like, run clubs or whatever.
It's definitely. No, you're in a cool opportunity here.
Yeah.
To find yourself.
And hopefully he stays healthy. You FaceTime most nights and everything like that.
Yeah.
But it is Europe.
We're assuming Europe because that's where everyone goes.
6 months.
But like, I don't know, even if he came to Australia.
Unless maybe he's going on like some fruit picking thing in like Colombia.
He might be going to work on a mission. He might be going to work in Portugal on a mission, helping people that have been, I don't know, sex trafficked or something. Like stuff like that.
He's just the king.
And if he is, don't leave him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we think that, yeah, cool opportunity to really find yourself without going through the heartbreak part of it.
Yeah, it's kind
of
cool. It is. Opportunity, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm jealous, but like, cool.
Mm. No sex for 6 months, but.
Who said that? You're assuming things here. You're assuming things.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. I'm not saying it has to be with each other. Girls got to eat.
Yeah.
Girls got to eat. Hello from Sweden.
Ooh.
It's my my Scandinavian roots. All right.
What roots?
I'm Scandinavian.
How much?
Like 27%?
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
27%.
Joanna did the 23andMe, whatever it's called, DNA test. I swear to God.
How far is Sweden from Canada?
Well, here's the thing. So my mum's biological dad, he's, I think he is half Canadian Indian, so like Canadian Aboriginal, and half, so it's Norwegian, it's called Scandinavian though.
Yeah.
And then so his
ancestors.
Mum is the one that's full, like 100% Canadian Aboriginal, and his dad was like 100% Norwegian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it comes down to me. I've got a lot in me, mate.
Oh, right.
Can I tell?
No.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Broad shoulders, what, Viking.
What happened to your blonde hair, actually?
I don't know. I'm brown as fuck now, eh?
You just wanted to be like me. Hanging out with me too much.
It's you stress me out. That's what it is. Hello from Sweden. I'm a 25-year-old girl and I find it hard to eat enough protein, especially when I'm in a calorie deficit.
I
don't want to waste the booty gains. I was wondering if my fellow gym gurus have any tips. Love the pod.
I love this question.
This is a good question, eh? So she's in a calorie deficit.
Is this like a brand new one after the episode we just did?
Yeah. I went from like some of the late ones. We have like a 950 something in there now. It's ridiculous.
So how does she get her protein intake in, eh?
Oh, man. Okay, first one I'm going to say, Oddie's going to hate this, but do you like tuna?
Because
if you like tuna, you're in a good spot.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm going to say she doesn't like tuna because most people don't like tuna.
That's totally not true.
No, it's not.
I reckon I know. Off the top of my head, you're the only person that doesn't like tuna.
I'm the only cool person there is. You know, exactly.
You're the only child in the fucking building.
No.
That's what it is.
No. Okay, what's the statistic to body weight? Is it 1.1 grams? No, it's...
I've always been told, so let's go kilograms. Yeah. It's like 1.8 grams of protein per kilo of body weight.
Yeah, that's right. About that. Yeah. So most girls, she's got a booty. Let's say she's 60 kilos. True. Do that to 120 grams of protein. You're easy.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
That's not hard to get in.
No, not at all.
Yeah. In my eyes. And she's in a calorie deficit. Let's assume she's a female. Oh, shit. 25-year-old female. Gym guru. Let's say she knows a thing or two and a calorie deficit for her is like anywhere from 1,800 to 2,100 calories.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say. Like if she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. The way I like to do it, a lot of girls, I'm hoping you're not in this category, think dieting means eating
nothing
and skipping a meal.
Mm.
which is probably where you're struggling to get your protein intake in because you're skipping a meal to get less calories in.
Mm.
Whereas I like to spread my meals out. So I eat breakfast, morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea, dinner, and a snack.
God.
But so what you do with that is you have high protein meals and less carbohydrate meals because they're low in calories.
Yeah.
So then you get, I get 30 grams of proteins per sitting. So that's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 180 grams of protein.
Good rule of thumb.
Yeah. So just eat more with more protein meals. So every single meal have either chicken, tuna is good, salmon, what else? Beef mince.
Beef mince, you can get lean beef mince, turkey mince, chicken mince, tuna, even though you don't like tuna. I'm going to say Greek yogurt.
Oh, that's heaps good.
Fucking slaps. Mm. And also, there's nothing wrong with every now and then, like, I don't like to rely on protein shakes. There's nothing wrong with a few times a week using one of them to get your protein in.
Exactly. If you don't feel like eating.
Yeah, right, if you're just not hungry.
Go have a protein shake, it's a good idea.
I'm going to say, but yeah, I'm going to say, like, if you were to break it down, 120 divided by 30. What's that?
Four.
So if you had four meals a day and they were 500 calories each, that's 2000 calories. You're definitely in a calorie deficit if you work out and like you train. And so basically four meals a day and just go like, yeah. And if you're just-
We can set it out actually here. Breakfast, have Greek yogurt and some fruit. 30 grams of protein in Greek yogurt is nothing.
You could even drizzle some honey.
Yeah, if you really want to treat yourself. Yeah. Some zero sugar maple syrup.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Slaps. Delish. Then we go to lunch.
Lunch.
Let's go 30 grams of protein in chicken.
In chicken?
I can chicken for lunch.
Okay, chicken. Chicken. What I do is two cans of tuna.
What if she doesn't like tuna, man?
And it's 48 grams of protein.
Well, let's go, okay, lunch, two cans of tuna with rice.
Rice or on bread.
Or on bread. You can choose your... I'm simple though. You can choose your carbs.
But yeah, or you can get chicken. All right, 100 grams chicken breast, 30 grams protein.
Mm, and should
that's raw weight.
Exactly. Are we going to chuck her in afternoon tea or dinner snack? Chuck her in afternoon tea?
Afternoon tea, dinner.
Afternoon tea, so another 30 grams. What's your snack?
You could make it 15 grams and then dinner and then after dinner dessert 15 grams.
I tell you what, beef jerky has really good protein.
Biltong.
Yeah.
Ever had biltong?
Yeah.
It's like, oi.
It's good, eh?
Fuck, I can't.
No calories.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
So good.
It's like 15 grams of protein for like 98 calories.
Yeah, it's fucked, eh?
It's insane.
Oh.
But just for your snack, just find even little protein balls, find whatever protein that you like. Even ham has really good protein.
Eggs.
For calories, eggs, anything
egg
like
whites.
That. Have an omelet. And then dinner, again, just choose your chicken, raw, mince, anything like that.
Mm.
Just four meals each meal, 30 grams of protein, you're good.
And it's also, yeah, look, we understand it's boring. But yeah, we would say break it down to four meals a day, 30 grams of protein each one, and you'll be sweet.
Mm. Okay, this one is a little juicy. I dated this guy for about 3 years. The last 6 months, we both knew it wasn't going to work out. He was becoming abusive and everything was going downhill. I ended up finding out he cheated on me with a younger girl. We were 20 and she was 17. Not a massive difference. Anyway, silly me forgave him, took him back. He was so manipulative and made me feel like my world wouldn't exist without him. A few weeks ago, the girl he got with messaged him saying she was pregnant. Oh. And I couldn't do it, so I left immediately. I left my hometown and moved 1,000 kilometers to another state. This all happened a year ago. I haven't spoke to a single guy since. I honestly don't know how to because I was in a long relationship when I was young. And I can't help myself, but every now and then stalk his Facebook and see him together with their child. Also, my mum and him work together and she got to go to the baby shower and give him a gift. I know, just shit my luck. But I think this is a bit rough. I mean, I'm not perfect and made some bad choices in my first real relationship, as people do. Never cheated, FYI. But how can he be the way he is and find love and happiness again? Any advice as how I can possibly let another man into my life? I've moved and don't know anyone, don't have any friends. All I do is work and gym, beach, repeat. And yeah, it's good and all, but alone and gets very lonely sometimes. Send a girl some much needed damn help.
That's the heaviest story ever.
Yeah, I know.
Also, devoed for that. Okay, I got to say, you dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Devoed for that girl that got pregnant and she's with him.
She's trapped.
And you know what he's like.
They kept apart, 17.
That's insane. Also, fuck your mum for going to the baby shower. That's fucked.
Mm.
I would literally never talk to my mom again. I think that getting out of that, I think what you did was good by getting out of there.
Yeah.
Stop stalking his Facebook. You don't. You
what's, don't the, what's the point of that?
That's just pain.
Yeah.
That's all that is pain. And so you're, it seems like you're in a little bit, I wouldn't say a rush, but like you're like, oh, you know, it's only been a year.
Yeah.
It's only been a year. Like, take your time. Fuck men.
Yeah.
We're retarded. That's a bad word to say. I'm sorry. How do you get the point across, though?
Yeah.
All right?
It's just like some dudes are just trash. Yeah. I think, honestly, oh, this is going to come off a bit weird. He got what he deserved.
Way. Yeah. You're not the one in the bronc. Yeah.
Yeah.
You dodged a bullet.
He is going to be in this relationship that he's forced to stay in.
Yeah.
With this younger woman who both don't have time to develop and find out how to really love and communicate and do all emotions properly.
Mm.
And they're stuck together bound by a kid.
Mm.
You're out of there.
You're living the dream.
Fuck stalking his Facebook. What do you look? That's just like sad times with like all this toxic shit he did. Cheating, la, 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 la.
Literally.
This is time to move on, girl.
Yeah, no, you're in the best position. And I think that what you need to keep doing is what you're doing. Gym, beach, repeat. Stay in the city. Like, if you like the city you're in, stay there. It might take a while to make friends, but unless you already have some, but just like go live your life, be young. You're in your 20s. Your entire 20s is the time to literally just fuck around, make money, spend money, make money, spend money, have the best time of your life.
Mm.
And then maybe start thinking about it when you're 30. Or if you just so happen to fall into something in your mid 20s and you're happy, happy days. Like, it is what it is. But I wouldn't think like, you don't need a relationship. No, you don't need that. Right now, what you need is to really be happy on your own, because you're not ready for a relationship if you're not happy on your own yet. And especially, I'm sorry, if you're still stalking his Facebook.
Yeah. And my advice would be, you're hyper fixated on this man and like love or whatever. You need to shift that focus onto, I reckon, because you're doing your solo thing, either shift your focus to saving into a solo journey, like save 20K to do Europe or wherever your heart desires. And shift that. That's your focus every single day. Or like anything you've ever wanted to do, a marathon or anything like that. Shift your focus into something that's going to better you as a person.
Yeah.
And then that's what you think, how am I going to save today? What training am I going to do to make that run? Blah, 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 blah. Rather than I'm going to look at his Facebook, see what his kid's looking like.
Yeah. And look, not that you're doing it every day. But another thing I want to say is like, I think we understand that what he did makes you feel like you're not enough, but that's not the case. You need to. So what he did makes you feel like you're not enough, because this guy obviously like he told you that he loved you and all this stuff, and you thought you loved him, and you guys, I'm sure you did, but so he did the worst thing someone can do, and he made you feel like not like you're not enough, but you definitely are. And what I would say that feeling will be really, really hard to shake, feeling like you're not enough. And like let's say you do meet someone you like, going into a new relationship, I think it will be really tough to get past that feeling, because it's happened before. So I would even say, like, if you do struggle with that, then seeing someone that really knows what they're talking about and that can help you, there's nothing wrong with that either. I would highly recommend that.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, I think like all the stuff we said is like, obviously great, like we highly recommend doing all that, but I think we recognize that you definitely feel like you're not enough, but you definitely are. And if you can't shake that feeling, then seeing someone would be highly recommended.
I agree.
Yeah, fuck that guy, eh?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Wanker.
I'm 21 and never had a boyfriend. I've been at uni for 3.5 years away from my country, and I've always laid my ground on not settling and being quite picky, knowing what I want in a guy. But being single all these years has been hard. Recently, my sister, who is 3 years younger than I am, also joined me in the same city to start her uni. We are both constantly compared to, and it can get annoying sometimes because I feel like she is the pretty one, in quotations, blah, blah. Anyways, 6 months into living here, she's found a boyfriend who is great and is living her best life. It's been really, really hard on me, especially since I haven't been able to be the older sister to experience it first and give her advice on romantic things. It's as if the roles have switched. I am obviously so happy for her, but I can't help but feel envious and almost jealous. Am I being petty? And Do you think being single for this long is a turnoff for a guy? Thanks a lot. Love the pod.
Oh, breaks my little heart.
I know. I like the way, like, I don't know. It's okay. In your, obviously, I'd probably feel the same in your position. Thinking about it. Like, maybe, I don't know. Cause like you want to be, think about it, like your older brother wants to be the older brother. Even though, like, let's say you guys don't talk much, but like he still probably has like a little bit of pride in being Oddie's older brother. Like he is an older brother.
Yeah, I get it.
And like, I assume like if you ever do go to him for a question and he probably is like, without even thinking it, subconsciously, he's probably like, oh, you know, I got asked for advice, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm glad I could help Oddie.
That is a dynamic. Even as I'm a younger brother, I was looked up to my... So see, this is where you just showed me what I was thinking.
Mm.
She's thinking that she can't give advice because she's never had a relationship.
Yeah.
I bet you her sister's not thinking a single thing that, oh, I can't go to my sister because she's never found love.
Yeah.
She's in her little sister's eyes. She's still the big sister that she can ask her any question.
Exactly. Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. You're just doubting yourself in your own head.
And with the whole like older sister experience at first thing, I would say like just one way to do it is like kind of like maybe make fun of yourself a bit. So it's like maybe she comes to you for advice. And if you think that what you're about to say is going to be very opinionated, just be like, look, this is coming from someone that's never had a relationship, but it's also coming from someone that's seeing it from the outside, and then say your advice, because like then your sister's going to be like, I'm glad she recognizes that she doesn't have the experience, but I value her opinion.
Yeah. Your opinion is still highly valued, and not being in a relationship doesn't change that.
Yeah.
And your question was, we get asked that a lot, being not in a relationship at like a certain age. Guys, is that a turn off? No, that's not a turn off at all.
I don't care.
I think especially you're doing a uni thing and like you love comes at the most random times.
I find it actually, thinking about it, very attractive when someone is just very independent in their own right and has just been doing their thing and grinding, because it's like, oh, she knows what she wants or he knows what he wants. Like, and that it's just very attractive to see someone that is going after what they want. I find it very attractive.
I agree. And I think that's so much more attractive than, this might be a little bit toxic, but a person who's been in like a lot of relationship and relationship jumps, men see that as a turn off.
Yeah. Like I would only see it as a turn off if it was like every, like you break up with someone, then a month later you're back. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like
if you were talking to someone and they're like, oh, just came up with past relationships, and they're like, oh, last year I dated three people.
Oh, three people in a year.
I would have been like,
whoa. Unless it was like, if they were like, oh, I had three boyfriends last year. Or if they were like, oh, last year, you know, I would like, I saw this guy for a few months.
No, I mean boyfriends.
No. So like three boyfriends in 1 year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, what the fuck? What are you just like adding me to a roster?
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, so I'm going to say no, we don't care.
No, we don't care.
But you definitely, everyone gets so caught up in the fucking, like,
their own head.
Like, I know a couple weeks ago I said that first love is the best one to get out of the way the quickest.
Yeah.
But like,
don't go back on your word. You've been coming back on your word a lot.
No, like, I know. I still stand by that.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I feel like it's the best one to get out of the way when you haven't fully matured.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I wouldn't say take my, like the couple weeks ago when I said that, I wouldn't say take that advice as, oh my God, I'm 22. I need to get a boyfriend right now and just get it out of the way. Like if you're happy where you are and you're grinding and you're getting what you want, that's way more important.
I think so.
Yeah. Too. Like I'd like to put some stress on that. Also, don't take everything I say seriously.
I think it's good advice, because you said when you mature, it does take letting someone else in your life in that certain way or aspect where it's love, and then figuring out just what it's like, because every individual person's different. And you can't compare that to a friendship, because your first love, you see everything about a person and you think that's like, oh, this is it. But 99% of the time it's not. And you're just figuring out what seeing every side of the person is like.
Mm.
And then you grow and figure out what you actually want, and realize the toxic side of things that people do that you don't want, but you think are normal and all that. That's why it's learning.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I think we helped her, really.
Yeah, I think
that was good.
I think so, hopefully.
Okay. Long story short, going to keep it snappy. Went on a date with a guy. He was 24 year old. He was super handsome, funny, chemistry smart, basically perfect. He seemed super keen and started talking about a second date, like an hour into the first date. The Jake Classic. We got on really well and had great chemistry. However, he only messaged me a few times a week. He kept asking me to go over to his place at like 8 in the evening. When I said no, he then bailed on our second date. The next day, he asked to reschedule. He suggested that I go over to his place and I suggested drinks in a public place instead. He aired the message, then came back on many different attempts. Probably messaged me 4 times on both messages on Insta, but didn't actually apologize. I essentially ghosted him 3 months ago, but I can't stop thinking about him. Is he simply a fuckboy, or do you think I jumped the gun too quick? Also, side note, on the actual date, he didn't make any physical advancements or make any cheeky remarks.
Oh, I'm going to... I don't know. Don't make the second one at your house.
Yeah.
No, I think you made the right choice.
I think she made the right choice too.
I think I'm definitely leaning towards your side. Look, he could have been a nice guy, but also it's like, if he really wanted to go on a date, he's not going to bail.
Nah. I thought this was like very relatable for like just silly stuff that happened and you question yourself in your head.
Yeah.
I think he is a fuckboy.
Yeah, same.
And even so, just his way of approach about it was just like,
I know, it's weird. I think you've made a good decision.
I think you made a good decision.
I don't think you need to stress about anything there.
There's not much. Many times we give some reassurance, but
yeah. I think I'm going to give you some reassurance, and I mean, yeah. I think that I don't have much to say, to be honest. I think that he might have been a fuckboy at heart.
I think so.
And his little play was
fuckboy,
like,
a nice guy.
Yeah,
fuckboy
for sure. I feel like his little play is like, go on the first date. Really good. Don't make first move. Don't even make a move on the first date. Plan second date. Leave on first date. Yeah. And so it's like, and then be like, oh, actually, you know, I can't wait to see you. Do you want to come over tonight?
Yeah.
And that's how he gets you.
Yeah.
That's how he gets you. That's how he gets a roster up.
But he didn't get you, girl.
But he didn't get you because you're too smart.
Yeah.
You're like, drinks public place. He's like, can't be in a public place. Can't do it. Yeah. Sorry, I just can't do it. Can't go through that again. So, no, you made the right choice.
I agree.
All right. This one's a long one.
Okay.
Hi, boys. Love the pod and enjoy the dilemma portion. I'm a male, 26, from New Mexico, and I have one hell of a dilemma for you. It's going to be long, but I need advice. I met this girl back in October off of a dating app. I usually use dating apps to get laid, and recently haven't been using them that often because I'm leaving my hometown in August to get my doctorate for physical therapy in Boston. So, not looking for anything serious. But I saw this girl's profile that sparked my interest. Then we went out for drinks and I wasn't expecting to fall in love with her, but I did shortly after.
Shit.
For the dilemma, let's call her Steph. She's 21. When we met, I knew I was fucked. For being 21, Steph converses and has intellectual thoughts like she's 30. Hell, she's more mature than me. She's in school to be a therapist that helps children who have been sex trafficked, works at a behavioral clinic, financially secure from working. She's intelligent, funny, wise, organized, kind, and the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Damn. I am really closed off person, but she has this strange calming effect on me that allows me to be vulnerable around her, and I know she won't judge me. We've been dating ever since, but aren't in a committed relationship. However, I know I am in love with her and have never felt like this for a woman before in my life. The only reason we're not together is due to my move to Boston, and Steph is moving to New Zealand in August. The only thoughts consuming my mind are, I don't want to go to Boston without her, and I can't move to New Zealand. I lived there for a year after uni and loved it, but I can't move back there without my family, and they would never want to leave the country. I would never ask her to give up New Zealand because that's where she wants to open up safe houses for work and raise a family there. She won't ask me to come to New Zealand because she knows that getting my doctorate is something I have been working to for quite a while, and she knows how close I am to my family. I haven't told her that I am in love with her, and she hasn't said anything to me, but I know this isn't just a fling for her. Recently, it's been creating a lot of distance between us as the clock keeps ticking and our feelings keep growing for each other. I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say to her because I don't want to sound creepy or come off too intense. My friends tell me that I should keep seeing her till we both leave, but I know this is really hard for her to keep dating because we can't build our future together. I don't know what to do, but when I think about my life without her, I feel sick to my stomach. I want to move with her, but can't lose this opportunity and leave my family back in the States. What would you do?
We're helping this man out.
This is crazy. We're helping this talks about her.
Yeah.
He is in love.
He is in love.
He is in love.
Wow. That's well written.
Oi, you can tell he's going to get his doctorate. That's all I got to say. I want to say, if you're listening to this, male from New Mexico, 26-year-old male from New Mexico, we appreciate that you know how to fucking use grammar. Well, yeah. All right? Because we're stupid and we don't. But we do know how to read grammar correctly because we know when to put pauses when there's a comma. But we look, well, I'm not saying we know how to write it, but we appreciate that you
do that. Where's New Mexico?
It's in America. It's in the States.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's a state and it's new. It's, I assume, very close to Mexico.
Okay, I already game planned what to do.
Oh, okay, shit.
What's the name? Steph.
Steph.
All right. So what was he didn't say his name, did he?
No.
I wish he did.
26 male.
What's the Mexican name?
Jose.
That's not racist, is it?
I mean, no, it's just a Mexican name.
Okay.
Jose. But he's American. He's not Mexican because he's from New Mexico.
We can't with Jose. Jose, this is what you do to keep Steph alive. You say, firstly, you tell Steph that you're in love with her.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And make sure she's in love with you before you go any further with you.
Okay.
Making plans together.
Okay.
You got to just confirm that that's legit. Mm. Then you say, how long does it, I don't know how long a Boston doctorate takes.
Oh, it's got to be 4 years minimum.
Oh, damn.
Minimum four okay. years.
I was either going to say, do long distance while you do your doctorate and she goes to New Zealand and you fly over every holiday.
Okay.
You know, it's a fucking long way.
And it's expensive.
Or you say, do you want to come to Boston and work here for a little bit? And then after I'm done my doctorate, we can move to New Zealand together. Fuck your family, man. It's your time to make your life.
I know. Some people, but like, you know, he might be religious. There's like some things with families that go around.
You can
like,
come back whenever, but you're going to be, you're building your future together. That life's already set in stone by your parents. They made that. That's their life. It's time for you to choose your own journey and fall in love with Stephanie. And that's either going to be long distance or you both come to Boston, then New Zealand, or a bit of mixture of both. But you can make it work if you're in love. You just got to figure out you're in love first.
This is so tough because, like, if she loves you too, like, this would just be so shit if it was the one that got away because
she sounds perfect.
You'll always think about her too, even whenever you whenever you go on a date, you'll think thinking about her. You'll be,
this isn't Steph.
This is, yeah, you're like, you're not my Steph. Okay, what I'm going to say, so she would never ask him to go to New Zealand, but is it selfish for him to say, do you want to come to Boston?
I think first.
Is she tied to New Zealand or is this just a choice?
I think it's a choice.
There was nothing about studying in New Zealand, right?
I think it's a choice. It's where she wants to open up.
It's where she wants to open a practice and raise a family. Maybe she's from New
Zealand. Well, I think that's the best thing. Say, come to Boston with me first and then we together become an entity.
I think I like your game plan here.
Move forward as together.
Okay.
And we can move to New Zealand if that's where it wants to be or wherever.
Okay, basically, okay, if you're sure you love her, all right? First off, I think it's like, it's going to be tough, but it's like sit down, chat. You got to confess your love. You got to confess.
How long have you been dating?
You got to say everything since October.
We can help you out.
Wait, we were in Bali when these guys met. This is so cool to think about.
Mm.
This is so cool. You guys are real people. Don't feel like real people to us.
We can come sit down and you can FaceTime us if you want. And
we'll
say, Steph, Jose's in love with you.
Yeah. But okay, I think confess love. Good one.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely have to be sure. And hopefully she's like, look, I love you too.
Imagine she's like,
love. Love. This is a fling.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Don't let us get in your head.
Jose,
she loves you.
Yeah.
She loves you. Okay. Let's say, so confess your love. Hopefully she confesses it too. And then you can be like, you can be like, look, I would never ask you to give up on your dream, but like, I love you. Like, blah, blah, blah. I want to get my doctorate. You just say like, I would love it if you would come to Boston with me for a while, maybe. And then literally just be like, and like, also it's just like, just see how it goes.
I also, yeah.
Because if you get her to, sorry to interrupt, but if you get her to do that, you also have to be willing to make a sacrifice.
That's,
like
that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, like you were going to say. Like, so it's like, I want to get my doctorate. So it's like, if you're willing to come to Boston with me while I get my doctorate, then you need to be willing to give her the, like, so let's say it's 4 years doctorate in Boston. You need to be willing to give her 4 years in New Zealand. It's only fair.
It's not even a tit for tat situation. It's more just compromise on one end. If you say the Boston thing, you can't also have the family thing in the background.
Mm.
Like, it's one or the other, and then follow her dreams.
Yeah. So it's like, you really have a tough decision. You need to be ready to also potentially leave your family.
Yeah.
So that's up to you, because you're leaving them for 4 years while you're going to Boston anyway. What do you, like, just fucking move.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about, this whole family thing? It sounds like you're just making excuses now. I don't like you anymore.
And then, yeah.
Sorry, I do. I still like you.
And then also, her family sounds like they live near his family. So, like, Christmas, everything, like, Halloween, they all celebrate all those things in America. Come back for all the cool
things. America celebrates everything you can celebrate. Yeah. I swear. So like, they celebrate everything you can
come
celebrate.
Come back for all the big holidays together because your parents live in the same suburb.
Yeah.
And then you're good. Okay. There's going to be a point in your life where you've got to move away from your family anyway.
Yeah, I don't either. What are you going to do? Just move next door? Like,
yeah.
So I think definitely do what we said.
Mm.
And hopefully it works. Fingers crossed,
let us
man.
Know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jose, let us know, please.
That's so... What if he's Mexican too? I feel so bad. I'm sorry to prejudge to... What's it called? I'm sorry to...
That was a joke, guys. If you
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all we got to say. Okay, my next one. Hi, boys. Hope you're well. I'm a 15-year-old girl who starts year 10 at the end of January. I have a quick question and a little bit of a backstory from the beginning of 2022. I found my love for acting / drama. I was able to be in drama in school, but my parents finally signed me up for drama class out of school in the beginning of 2023. It was really good, and I got taught a bunch of new things that have given me a lot of fun opportunities. Over 2023, I've made heaps of friends. However, there was this one guy I got very close with. He's in year 8. Let's call him Caleb. We're just friends, nothing more than that. Let's make that clear. As I found out that Caleb's got a girlfriend, let's call her Rachel. Never got to meet Rachel, but from what Caleb had told me was that they really liked each other and everything was good between them. But as I found out, they just broke up a couple of weeks ago. Well, more, Caleb broke up with her. I asked why, and he said Rachel wasn't putting in enough effort into the relationship, and I was shocked. So my question is, from a guy's perspective, how can a girl put more effort in a relationship? What's something that girls can do to make guys happy and want to continue in the relationship? As I am young, this information could really help me out in the future. I really look up to you both, and I love the podcast.
I have something to say. I chose this too.
Oh!
And I chose it for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to say, girl, I you're 15. We love that you listen to this. We really look up to you. That actually melted my heart. Thank you so much. We love you. But I would like to really instill, hopefully there's more than one young person listening.
I think there is.
I hope you're listening. That, like, don't let a guy make you feel like shit, basically, is what I wanted to say. Like, yes, both people need to put effort in, but I don't want you to grow up thinking that you need to put all this effort in for a guy and just think that that's what needs to be done.
Or you have to do something to make it work.
Yeah, I don't want you to think that. We want you, like, because we want you to grow up basically just like, being like, I don't even know how to get it across, but I just can't stress enough that I don't want you to get used. I want you to be very
prepared for what life. She's thinking that Rachel was the problem and she wasn't doing something right. Yeah. That's why Caleb broke up with her.
Yeah.
That's how she sees it. Where, as you should see it as, those two people weren't meant to be together because they didn't work. Not Rachel wasn't doing enough.
Yeah. And that even could just be his excuse. Like, maybe he just didn't even like her and he's just telling you that because he didn't want to break up with her for the reason of not liking her. Like, he was just making an excuse to break up with her. And because I just don't want you to go into a relationship thinking, I need to put in so much effort, and then think that the amount of effort that your boyfriend's putting in is enough, even though it's not.
Yeah.
So I just basically... Yeah, it's a tough one.
I think we've said it before, but as any young people listening, a relationship is 200% of a person coming together and working.
Yeah.
Not one person putting in heaps of effort or 50-50 and you guys come together.
Mm.
You are your own person in your own right. He's his own person in your own right. And you guys work together. You bring the best out of each other.
Yeah.
And you guys, you're going to figure it out. You're young, dumb. And the the main thing I would probably, if I was 15 again and I was looking at relationships,
if I was 15, if I could go back and tap my 15-year-old self on the shoulder, I would be like, don't talk to women.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Like, it's like, not don't, like, have friends that are girls while you're 15, while you're young. Like, you can have, you have like platonic friends at school, whatever. But like, just really let yourself grow up.
Yeah, because in school, it's funny because people mature and grow at different ages, and in relationships, you're going to see the guys who you know are having sex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, that's good.
All the girls.
All the girls, yeah, the guys and the girls who are like, who mature really early, or the ones who party and go have one night stands, or the two who have like a loving relationship who like hug all of lunchtime.
Mm.
Like, there's
it's weird.
Yeah, there's all these different types of relationships. And if I could go back to my old self, and I used to think, I want this one, I want to fuck, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I would just say, it's not worth anything. Yeah. It's not worth the pain. It's not worth the mental like drain.
Yeah.
Just do you. You're having fun doing drama. Just be a kid. The moment you've stopped being a kid is like a terrible moment realizing you're an adult.
Yeah. God, so, please lap it up.
So yeah, the longer you can lap up being a kid and just have heaps of fun and just be enveloped by having just the kiddish nature of drama and just being silly – live that as long as possible. Most people want to grow up as quick as possible. When you're there, you don't want to be there.
No, well, like, I assume right now you probably think, I wish I was 18. I wish I was this. Yeah. I wish I was 20. Like, I wished it. But like, take it from two 23-year-olds. I'm literally almost 24, which is terrifying.
Mm.
But just take it from us. Be a kid for as long as you can be a kid. Honestly, I would say, don't even get a part-time job until your parents make you.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of was like, I just always wanted money for hot chips while I was going out with my mates playing soccer. We always used to go down the oven, play soccer, and go to the beach during summer.
Yeah.
And I always used to like try and get money off my parents for hot chips. And they'd be like, fuck, you're annoying. And then I used to just like steal $2 or $4 here and there, and they got in trouble. And so then they made me get a job. But like, go as long as you can without even getting a job. Just have fun. Do drama. Pursue it. If you love it, pursue it. I would say let yourself grow up.
Because children have like the... It's like a superpower of living in the present moment.
Literally.
And just live in the moment. When my best memories of family holidays, hanging out with your friends, like playing soccer. I used to longboard and skate. Do all that silly shit that kids do.
Yeah.
And it's so, so much fun. Don't go have relationships. They're not fun.
Yeah. You're at a point where it's like money in your bank account doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it's like we like to say that we don't care about money, but it's like obviously you need money to pay rent and stuff. But like... I would say, yeah, you're at a very good point. But okay, I really wanted to stress that like what Oddie said, like a relationship is two 100% coming together and making like a whole, like you both have your own lives and then you complement each other. But I just wanted to like really, cause like, I just feel like the way she came across was like, how do girls put in more effort?
Yeah.
I wanted to stress that like, be yourself,
Be
yourself 100%.
Especially at a young age, because you don't know who you are.
Yeah. And don't let a guy make you feel like you're not enough. Okay.
And
because at the same time, this guy, Caleb, that you're friends with, whatever his name is, like he's also growing up too. So he might not know that, like, that he may have, like, if he said to her, if he broke up with his girlfriend, Rachel, and he told her, like, you're not putting in enough effort. That's why I'm breaking up with you. Like, he doesn't know that he's potentially, like, putting her down a path where she then goes and puts more effort into relationships than the guy.
Yeah.
Because he's still growing up. But you just need to be careful. Like, just also, I didn't do it until I was probably up until my 20s or whatever. I would highly recommend talking to your parents about this stuff.
Mm.
I would very highly recommend it.
I agree.
They know so much.
And you think at 15 especially, you think,
fuck them, they don't know anything. Yeah. They were 15, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like they know.
And they know you. You hate to admit it, but they know you.
They know you. And you'll very much love life if you have a great relationship with your parents and you can go to them with anything because then you always have something to fall back on. It's great.
I agree.
Yeah. So good luck to you. I hope drama works out.
Yeah.
Let us know. I want to see you in some movies.
Sounds fun.
Some TV shows.
Mm.
Alrighty. I'm done. So okay. Do you have one more or do you want to?
I can finish on one more.
Or do you want to do one more?
I think I might have had a fun one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Last one. Hey guys, I need major help for my dilemma. Mm. I'm 23 years old. She's a girl and just graduated in April and is working full time as an engineer.
Firstly, if you can come back to us, maybe if you're on Patreon, that's the best way to message us because we always get it. But you can message us on Instagram. We'll probably get it. We reply to most. What does an engineer do? because I don't know.
I sort of do.
Because like it's one of those fields where it's like there's a lot of females and a lot of males that are engineers.
It depends what engineering she's doing.
Okay.
They build like, you know, all the...
But like they don't build anything. They don't use their hands.
No, they do all the math behind making sure a bridge doesn't like fall over and shit.
Okay, okay.
And like building roads so that, I don't know, drainage is good.
All right, okay.
All that kind of stuff.
Right, okay. So just boring stuff.
She could do like civil engineering.
Yeah.
Which is like...
I think my auntie's a civil engineer and I don't know what she does because she goes, I'm not even doing anything right now.
And then there's, like, there's naval engineering, which naval is like boats.
Oh, fair.
And then
fair.
There's heaps of engineering.
Like there's like construction engineering. I know that like all like that's construction sites need an engineer. There's electrical engineering.
Yeah, there's electrical engineering.
All right, cool.
Which is like a Sparky on steroids.
We love it. Yeah, true.
Okay. Anyway, here's my dilemma. I'm an extremely independent and feel in no way that I need a relationship.
Good.
However, I'm finally at a place in my life where it's something I actually want. I've dated some guys before, but never been in a serious relationship. Whenever I go out to bars with my friends, I notice guys looking at me, but they never actually approach me. I've been told on multiple occasions by guys that I'm intimidating, and that's why they don't come up to me.
I'm not fucking hot.
No. I'm not sure if that's because I'm attractive or maybe because I'm on the taller side of things. She's 5'10".
Oh.
How do I make myself less intimidating and more approachable for guys? Or should I be making the first move? Or is it just that right guy actually would approach me? Also love the pod.
Right. Well, thank you. 5'10", like, yes, is tall for a girl, but it's not like overly tall.
Not for
is
us,
it?
Massive.
Yeah, not for us. Yeah. But I wouldn't say 5'10" is like extreme. Like, it's tall, but it's not extremely tall. Like, if a girl's like 6 foot, I would consider it to be like very, very tall for a girl.
Yeah, 5'10" is like you're probably going to be limited on the old males.
But yeah, okay. But I'm going to say go. Was it the first dilemma of like how do we go? One of the whatever we did earlier where it was like, what did girl? What's a fail safe thing?
Yeah,
go to a guy, ask him if you can buy him a drink.
Yeah, exactly. The same thing. And I don't think that you're intimidating. No, I've never been intimidated by a girl. Like,
I've been, I don't know if a word is intimidated, but I've been like too scared to talk to a girl because they're too attractive.
Yeah, I wouldn't say intimidated to me means like, I don't know, I walk next to Zac Efron and I was intimidated by him. Or Zac Efron.
I don't even know if I'd be intimidated by Zac Efron.
The Rock.
Because Zac Efron's like 5'7".
Yeah, I thought of that after.
The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like you walk past someone like, that's who would intimidate me.
True.
I'll be like, oh, fuck, what do I say? But like a girl, I wouldn't use the word intimidated. I would use the word scared because she's pretty. But
nervous.
Yeah, nervous is a better word than intimidated. And the solution to that is you break the barrier.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and also look what, so we always say like, you don't need to be looking for a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. But also like there is nothing wrong with wanting it, but I wouldn't force it. So it's like while you're out, it sounds like you like to go out, you go out with your friends every now and then. While you're out, there's nothing wrong with going up and talking to a guy. I wouldn't say that's forcing it. I would say, let's just go out, you're having fun. So it's like, let's say, you know, you think you are ready for a relationship and you're ready to try. That's totally fine. Perfect. So that would mean just, yeah, while you're out, if you see a guy that you think is cute, you can maybe go up to him and be like, hey, like, I think you're really cute. Can I buy you a drink? And he'll be like, oh, damn, I've been looking at you all night. Like, I'm just, I was a little nervous to come up to you. So pretty. And then it's like, boom, 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 hit it off. And it's a shame that the world now has a lot less guys going up to girls just because of like,
it's like what we said from the start.
Yeah, just like, yeah, exact same reason. And, but I mean, I guess it just is what it is. Yeah, so I would say,
take control of the situation.
Yeah.
Go talk to
him. Every guy likes a girl boss. You're very independent too.
Yeah.
Slay.
Engineer, and you sound hot, and she's like tall, so just go up to tall men.
Exactly. Just go up to a tall guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, geez. Wait, honestly, like engineer? Attractive.
Already at 23. Fucking fuck, that's damn, good, eh?
Fucking hell.
We don't do anything.
We talk into microphones. This is fucked. Engineer. I know how to shake a few cocktails, but I talk into a microphone.
Nah, go have fun. Alright, thank you everybody
for
listening to Dilemmas.
Keep them coming. You guys know what to do. The Google Docs.
Yeah, on our Instagram.
Yep.
And these are fun.
Yeah, these are fun. I like doing them.
Send them in. It feels like we're building a relationship with everyone listening.
Definitely. We don't know how we're going to do it yet, but I think we need to work out a way to get the dilemmas that we've answered.
Away.
We need to, not get them away, but like get follow-ups on them.
Oh.
But we just don't know how to do it yet. So we'll think about it. We'll have a think. We'll if anyone has a good idea.
We'll brainstorm.
Yeah. So we could do, because we could do like follow-up episodes on the Patreon or something.
That's a good idea.
Because all we want to do is get you guys on Patreon so you give us some money. All right. We want our pockets lined. I'm not afraid to admit it.
All jokes aside though, we do like your money, but everyone on Patreon raves. I think we, for some reason, we do better on Patreon.
Well, yeah, for some reason we do. The episodes are mad good over there.
Because we don't have any like...
Like, I want to post them on Spotify, but we can't. But they're good.
We can't get cancelled on Patreon. So like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like that's not in the back of our head. Mm. So we just... The just energy and the awe there is just like so much
that's
better.
That's a good point, actually. I never thought of it like that.
The past two episodes I've been editing, I'm like, fuck, these are better than the Spotify.
I know. That's so true. Oh, well. Thanks for listening, guys. And yeah, hopefully we helped you guys out.
See ya.
Do what you wanna do.
Be what you wanna be.
Relatables.